You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hey guys, Mike here from Build Assets Online. And today you may notice I'm coming in a bit better quality, new camera, new mic. Hopefully I sound better. Hopefully I look a little bit better or worse. But in any case, today we're going to dive into a question that we've gotten from a viewer, and let's just go right into it. So this is on the topic of our course, Instant E-Commerce Assets. And so we have a message from Sean here who has said, "Hi, I've just done your free course. Very illuminating. Thank you. And I have a few questions about your Instant E-Commerce Asset course. If you're able to help me, please, as it seems very good. And so I want to clarify a few things to help me make the right buying decision and develop a worthwhile additional source of income. Number one, if you apply what you recommend in the course, realistically, what is the normal range of earnings and profits that your students experience in the first 6 months to 1 year and then beyond? Question two, is this a great side hustle or can it also be a main source of income realistically? Three, what are the biggest challenges with high ticket dropshipping as opposed to low ticket dropshipping in Amazon FBA? Number four, I noticed that in your course and others about low ticket dropshipping, all the guys giving their testimonials are very young. Is this mainly a younger person's game? And if so, why is this? Is it not realistically viable for older people and for whatever reason?" So thank you, Sean, for the email and for these good questions. So let's dive right into it. Number one, if you apply what we recommend in the course, when after 6 months to a year, what type of earnings should you expect? So obviously, this is kind of a broad question, and that's just because obviously it's not taking into account the type of action that you're taking. If you're putting in 8 hours a day in dropshipping, if you're putting in 8 hours a week, so your mileage will certainly vary in any situation. And there's also a bit of luck involved, and that's just because in any situation, especially with high ticket dropshipping, it's dependent on your business relationships. And so we teach you how to go and cultivate good business relationships and get good suppliers. But by the time essentially when you get suppliers, it's not until you actually get in with them and you get their dealer pricing that you can see how good they are. So you'll be able to see all the items that they have, all of their pricing. Do they even have minimum advertised pricing? What type of margins do they have? And so it's going to be this factor that kind of sets the course. So if you can get a amazing supplier on your first try, then you can go from there and start making thousands of dollars a month profit. And we've seen it happen. We've had it happen to us. And especially with the advertising guidelines that we give in the course, how to actually maximize where you're showing up for different brands and for different products. And you can really just take a certain supplier, just completely go balls to the wall with the advertising and have a good source of income right there. So it's going to depend on how well you grasp the materials. It's going to depend on the type of suppliers that you secure, and it's going to depend on how many hours you put in. So realistically, just to answer the question, after 6 months, you could easily be making a full-time income. Obviously, nothing is guaranteed. After a year, you can be making double what you were making in 6 months if you're taking the same amount of action, because what you've done over the course of 6 months, if you do it again, realistically, you should be able to produce the same results. And so that's what we're all about. We're about producing consistent results over time. We're about developing a system that you guys can follow to where you just keep putting the work in at minimal risk, at minimal cost, and it will pay off. And that's really the difference between what we teach and how we teach it versus things like Amazon FBA or versus like making a niche website. Because these things take a long time to pay off, or they're big risk, or there's other factors involved that can result in you failing and not having made money. Whereas in high ticket dropshipping, the way that we teach it, this is rarely the case as long as you just commit yourself to putting in the time and you actually go out and do it. But that's the hardest part. So that begs question number two, is this a great side hustle or can it be also used as a main source of income realistically? And so I guess the first question is, what is a good source of income for you? You know, I know someone who makes $2,000 a month doing this. They live in Thailand. They spend basically no time doing it. They spend maybe a few hours a week on their store and they enjoy a very nice life. They basically are just chilling. And so $2,000 a month for them, that's their full-time income. $2,000 a month for someone else, that's nothing. We have a friend who is a computer programmer that makes multiple six figures a year. And so if I told them, oh yeah, you can make $2,000 a month dropshipping, they would laugh at that because it's not worth their time. So it really goes, the question really, you know, is dependent upon what you consider a good source of income. And with that being said, it can be either or. If you want to do dropshipping full time, then you can make realistically as much money as you need to, depending on how much time you're willing to put in, what your goals are, how you execute those goals, and how well you're able to implement systems that allow you to scale. And so that is the hardest part. If you can go from making $0 to $1,000 a month, it is realistic that you can go to making $2,000 a month, $2,000 to $4,000, but you need to be able to put people in place to do the remedial tasks that you would do starting out. So that way you can focus on higher growth tasks. So it's like saying, you know, can I play golf, you know, as a part-time thing, or can I be a pro golfer? You can do either or. It just depends what you want and depends on how hard you're willing to work. Number three, what are the biggest challenges with high-ticket dropshipping as opposed to low-ticket dropshipping and Amazon FBA? So I kind of glossed over this. Low-ticket dropshipping and Amazon FBA, both I think are way more significant in terms of their risk, because with low-ticket dropshipping, you're picking a product that's, it doesn't cost anything to pick a product. It doesn't really cost anything to make a website or, you know, populate it with a bunch of products. But now you need to be able to go and draw ads to these products and create ads and get traffic to your website. And because the margin is so slim, the hole that you dig yourself in can be too deep for you to ever climb back out of, especially when it comes down to Facebook ads, because you're dealing with cold traffic, you're not dealing with query-based advertising. And so you really are not gaining traction. If you send 100 people from Facebook to your website and nothing happens, then whatever money that cost you, say it was $100, you're now out of $100. And if you didn't get any conversions out of that, that you can go and optimize for, like using the Facebook algorithm, then you're really out of luck, you're out of $100. Same thing with Amazon FBA. You have to pick the product. You have to, before you even know if it's gonna work, basically, you have to place a large order, get it shipped in, and now it's on Amazon, and now Amazon is in control of it, and whether you're gonna make a profit on that is kinda up to your skills from there, but you have to make a big investment in the beginning and hope that it will pay off. High ticket dropshipping does not have these because it doesn't cost anything really to build the website, it doesn't cost much to get the suppliers, if anything, and when you are doing Google Ads, your margins are so much bigger, whereas you can dig yourself out of a $100 hole, out of a $200 hole in one sale. You're back in the profit zone if you make $500. So really, I think the biggest challenge just comes down to mastering the skills of Google advertising, of supplier relationships, and yeah, I think just being consistent. So there are not really many monetary challenges if you're not dead broke. So just a matter of being consistent and just dealing with the challenge of getting new suppliers and learning Google Ads. Number four, I noticed that in your course and others about low ticket dropshipping, all the guys giving their testimonials are very young. Is this a younger person's game? If so, why is it unrealistic for older people? So I think with low ticket dropshipping, a lot of times when people make their, you know, their sales pages or ad copy, it's catered to sort of a younger audience because they want to get sucked in by, you know, someone who's similar to them driving around in Lamborghinis and doing all this thing. I think low ticket dropshipping is a complete scam and it's targeted towards people who are our age. And the reason that we have younger people who give testimonials, a lot of it was because of the fact that we were trying to convince people to not do low ticket dropshipping, because a lot of people get sucked into that. And a lot of younger people, I think, are better with computers and they're more ambitious. And so I think there's just a bigger pool of younger people who are willing to do high ticket dropshipping. But as an older person, you actually have a big advantage if you have any basic computer skills, because you're way more experienced in life, in business relationships. You probably have better credit. And I think you're just smarter and you know how to play the game better than, say, a younger person such as myself. So, yeah, I mean, I'm good friends with someone who does drop shipping. They're older. They're actually a financial executive for a big company. I'm not sure which company, but they do drop shipping. They make a great income. They might make just as much as me and Joe do. And going back to question number two, this is actually their side hustle. So they have a very high paying salary job, but they use high ticket drop shipping and they make a lot of money doing it. But it's more of a retirement sort of asset diversification for them. And so that's what we preach. And, you know, we're younger, so a lot of our audience will more likely be younger people, but it certainly does work for, no matter what age you are, as long as you know how to use a computer, it will certainly work for you. And I think, you know, the older you are, the more experienced you are, the more likely you are to be better at business. So that is it. Thanks again, Sean, for the questions, and I hope you guys like it. If you have additional questions, please leave a comment below, and I will address them. See you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.